Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting third. The first baseman, Pat Crawford. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Hod Ford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Benton. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Larry Benton. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Footsie Blair. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Taylor. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheriff Blake. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sheriff Blake. And now, play ball. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel strikes out. Two outs. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive to left field. Musel throws towards DeRocher. DeRocher fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on DeRocher. Blair goes all the way around to score. English moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards third. Cuccinello can't make a play. That's a base hit. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Derosier fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Derosier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derosier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Taylor. Derosier reaches second base with a double. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is called out on strikes. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair misplays the ball. That's an error on Blair. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel strikes out. Two outs. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 1 in the game. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel. Blair reaches second base with a double. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. English takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blair scores. There goes English trying to get to third. Heilman throws the ball into Ford, who relays the ball to Cuccinello, who tags English for the out. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Gooch and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up beyond first. Crawford can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Kyler scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Derosier fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crawford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cuccinello strikes out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0 for 1 in the game. Blake hits a pop-up towards short. DeRocher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Benton for the out. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 2 in the game. Swanson hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crawford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Kyler moves to second. Two outs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 2 in the game. Crawford takes first base on ball 4. Musel moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cuccinello strikes out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Musel moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Musel scores. Crawford moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Hot Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Crawford tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-2 in the game. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a pop-up towards first. Crawford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Durocher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Reds, 3, Cubs, 3. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-2 in the game. Benton strikes out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-3 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kelly fields the ball and throws to Blake covering. Safe. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Taylor. Musel reaches second base with a double. Swanson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Reds. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Crawford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Musel scores. It's 5-3, Reds. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Crawford moves to second. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson pinch hits for Sheriff Blake. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Teach out pinch runs for Rig Stevenson. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Blair hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Swanson chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Cuccinello fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Cuccinello. Teach out goes all the way around to score. Blair moves all the way to home. It's Reds, 5, Cubs, 5. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. English hits a line drive towards first. Crawford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Cubs. Cy Johnson now pitching. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Guy Bush now pitching. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 3 in the game. Gooch takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Walker pinch hits for Leo Durocher. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Gooch moves to second. Nick Culp pinch hits for Cy Johnson. Nick Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp strikes out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a pop-up towards first. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a pop-up towards first. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Hod Ford now playing shortstop. Pat Crawford now playing second base. Joe Stripp now playing first base. Ken Ash now pitching. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. English hits a fly ball into center field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hodford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.